All right, welcome everyone. Nice to see you all. We're gonna start with some deep breaths. So big breaths into your belly. And relax as you breathe out. Release any tension. One more deep breath. Release all the tension in your body and close your eyes and straighten your spine as much as you can. And just relax. And keep breathing into your belly. Try to elongate your breath a little bit. Slow it down. Just focus on the rising and falling of your abdomen as you breathe into your belly. Now see if there's an emotion in your chest or abdomen area. See if there's an emotion that wants to come up. That's just lingering under the surface. And if there is, let it come up and just be there. If not, you can also work with a sensation or a pain. Whatever it is, let it come up. And just be there as it is. Without trying to control it in any way or to push it away. Really feel into it. What does it feel like? Just observing it, letting it be as it is. Now see if you can feel the essence of that emotion or pain. What is the underlying substance of it? What is it made up of? And just observe whatever that is. And rest with it. And keep observing it, but rest completely as you do. Relax more and more. Let go of any resistance that you might have to this sensation or this emotion. And just rest as the essence of it. Now just let go of it. Let go and keep your attention inward. And I'm going to go through some questions and you can answer them silently to yourself. But these are not questions to analyze or to intellectualize about. These are questions to just feel into. So just feel into the question. See what comes up from that. What is the nature of mind right now? Not the contents of the mind, but the nature of the mind itself. is awareness present? Is awareness dependent on any thought or feeling? Does awareness change? Can awareness be harmed or improved? Is awareness affected by emotions or sensations? Does awareness have a location? Is awareness something you can lose? Or be separated from? Does awareness come and go? What happens to thoughts when you rest in awareness or as awareness? Do appearances, meaning thoughts, emotions, or sensations, do appearances have any independent substance? What remains when all thoughts and emotions resolve naturally? Let's just stay in the stillness for a bit longer. Without trying to do anything. We don't need to do anything right now. We can just rest as we are. If thoughts come, that is perfectly fine. Just let them come and go. like clouds in the sky. You don't need to pay attention to them if you don't want to. They're just there as a natural part of the experience. So just continue to rest and relax and just be for a bit. Okay. Slowly wiggle your fingers and toes, and at your own pace, open your eyes and come back into the room. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about beliefs tonight, and Fran asked me to talk about worth. Inherent worth, which we'll get into in a little bit. But we have a lot of superstitious beliefs, generally speaking, many of us. That we haven't examined, that are our points of reference for a lot of the thoughts and actions that we have, that we do, and the way we experience life. And a lot of these superstitious beliefs, or maybe all of them, are learned. We learn them from other people who believe them. Such as our family and friends and people around us, our culture. Beliefs like, I need to be a good person, whatever that means. I need to be socially well adjusted. I need to be likable. And then there's this big one called original sin, where we believe we are originally somehow impure, somehow in need of saving. That somehow we were born faulty, impaired in some way. Not quite right. as just another suffering human. This is a big one. It's not just, it doesn't just come from Christianity, it comes from a lot of other religions and spiritual traditions. And so, even though we may not have been raised in with a spiritual tradition that accepts this idea, it's still part of our culture. So most of us just play by the rules and accept it as that's the way it is, without really examining what it is and why it is and if it's true or not. If you look at a baby, all babies are perfectly innocent. The baby doesn't say, "Oh, I'm sorry, was I crying too loud last night? Did I keep you guys up? I'll try to be a better baby and, you know, make your life easier and so you can sleep at night." And babies aren't born with problems of self-worth. They're not born with the idea of original sin. Somehow, we humans have learned that. We've picked it up along the way, in my mind, from my point of view. So where does this come from? Where does this idea of not being good enough come from? Where does the idea of that we have to learn to make good decisions and not make bad decisions? Where did we learn that we have to grow? We have to become better and better all the time. That we're not complete as we already are. So the idea of self-worth is a deep one. It's pervasive. Maybe you don't have issues of self-worth. But we all have this urge to want to become better or to transcend our negative thoughts and emotions and patterns and try to negotiate the vicissitudes of our lives. We're all trying to do that, to get out of this suffering, this sort of undercurrent of suffering that maybe we don't notice all the time, but it's there. So where does all this come from? And I'm just gonna give a point of view that you may want to consider, that the idea of original sin or being incomplete in some way comes from the separate sense of I, that there is a me that is separate from you and from everyone else and from everything else, and this me ends at my skin. And if there's a me, an I, that is separate, that means that it's not included. It's not part of the whole. It's separate. It's inherently separate feeling. Or it appears to be inherently separate, but it's not inherently separate. It's a belief. And every belief is just a point of view. It's just a thought. Beliefs are kind of like crystallized thoughts. And what happens if we examine this belief? What happens if we examine this I that feels separate? When we examine this I deeply, we come to understand, in my experience, I have come to understand that there's no separation. Non-duality includes everything. There's nothing that is not included in non-duality. So, if this is the case, then there is no self-worth issue. There is no inherent lack. There is no original sin. It's all complete bullshit. And many of us have bought into it. but we don't need to buy into it anymore. When we rest in awareness or as awareness, there's nothing missing. There is no problem of self-worth. Because awareness includes everything. It includes all points of view. It includes all beliefs. There is no awareness here and then beliefs over here, or awareness here and thoughts, negative thoughts that we need to get rid of over there. Awareness is all, complete and whole, and thoughts and beliefs and all appearances appear and disappear within it. You can say they are the luminosity of awareness, or you could say they are vivid appearances of awareness itself. Thinking that they are separate leads to suffering. Leads to trying to manipulate the thoughts, to do something with them, to get rid of them, or to push them down, or to worry about them. So if we are non-dual, inherently whole, then that includes thoughts, emotions, and sensations, and all experiences. And additionally, if there is no separation, then there is no separate I who needs to improve themselves, or who needs to become enlightened or awakened. Or who needs to become a better individual point of view. And so, following that, enlightenment or awakening is already here. We are already whole. What a relief that we don't have to do anything to wake up. or to transcend our problems in some way. I would say the only thing we need to do, for lack of a better word, is simply to recognize what we are already. And all it takes to recognize what we are already is simply to stop all the doing and rest imperturbably. Just rest without following or blocking points of view. Just rest without planning or looking back at what happened yesterday or last week. Just rest in your own perfect beingness. And that is all you really need to do, or undo. And you can rest repeatedly throughout the day, and that will help your recognition. Whenever you get a moment, whenever you remember, you can just drop the doing or the thinking about doing and just rest as you are, as awareness itself. And this might be difficult at first. It might seem difficult, but just keep going. Just keep going, and you will discover something that can't really talk about. Something that has no words to define it. Anyone have anything they want to add to it, or questions, or about the meditation that we did?
I got a question. Don't you think that when one realizes his whole and is not supposed to chase or try to constantly improve. So when this realization sets, this isn't, don't you think it improves? Like when you benefit from something.
Yes, probably, I don't know. It depends on what you mean by improve. But generally speaking, I would say that things will improve because there's no more resistance, right? You're not pushing away anything, and therefore, generally speaking, things tend to flow more and more. But the idea of improving, the whole idea of improving just kind of would go out the window. It wouldn't even be an issue, an incentive. Yeah. What's to improve if you're already whole and complete, right? So then, yeah. Does that answer your question?
Okay.
I mean, in my experience is that, yeah, it's beneficial in every way, but nothing has improved in a way, like gotten better
mathematically.
It's hard to talk about. You can't compare it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're improving something, it's a comparison from before, right?
Yeah.
There's no comparison. It's like someone just turned a light on, and now you can see. You can see what you are. There's no comparison, really, to the dark before, you know.
Kinda.
It's just hard to explain. Yeah. There's no improvement because improvement doesn't even come into play.
The incentive might be the key.
And there's no supposed to or should or yeah.
Can you say that maybe you experience a difference?
Definitely.
Yeah. That's the thing. Nothing changes but you experience.
Yeah. Things change all the time. Everything is constantly changing. So things won't stop changing.
So nothing changed.
But what changed is your recognition. Yeah. So.
You might feel a bit richer.
Huh?
You might feel a bit richer in your having that experience.
Yes, you might. You might. I don't know. It's hard to talk about that for me. I mean, it's amazing. It's just amazing. There's nothing to compare it to. Anything else? You guys look very content. Very peaceful. Okay, well, if there's no more comments, then we'll end it here since we're out of time anyway. Thank you all for coming. And
thank you.
Appreciate you all very much. And hope to see you next week.
Yep.